Giancarlo Stanton goes long. Profar gives you 28 points for 3,100 for a huge value. And both FFEPs hit with Toro and Sanchez, both giving you positive point production. And again, we miss the parlay by one leg. Off yesterday, Tony Gigsicotillo here, Fantasy Firebox. And we're ready on a Friday night, 12 games to really break down some good picks. Looking at the arms, I really got excited with $5,600 value pitcher Ryan Feltner from the Colorado Rockies because of one thing. 14 strikeouts in 11 innings. This kid can throw the ball. And he's faced a Blue Jays team who, listen, 25th in batting average, over 100 strikeouts, which lands them in the top 15 in Major League Baseball. And on top of all that, one of the stats I really looked at was how Feltner performed against a powerhouse like the Arizona Diamondbacks. He had 4 strikeouts in 5 innings and only gave up 3 earned runs. To me, it's a telltale sign that this kid is ready to perform. Make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100. Make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today. Now look at the value bats, and sometimes you just have to go with who's hot, no matter who they're facing. But this is a little bit of both. How about Zach Gelof from the Oakland A's? Man, between Gelof and Toro, they have some bats out there that are going to give you huge value this year. He's 4,400. Ready for this one? 71 points in 5 games for DFS. Wow. And then he goes up against Jake Irvin, who, let's be honest, man, he has a very low case ceiling. He gives up everything. Hits, runs, walks, all at a premium price. So get Gelof in the lineup. And then this is a different kind of value for me. 4,900. This player, if at his level is up to par, never should be under $5,000. And that's Francisco Lindor. Before you say anything, just hear me out. Number one, if he pops, it's a steal for 4,900. Here's my thoughts. 4 hits in his last 4 games. 0 strikeouts in 6 games. He's seeing the ball very well and making contact, and he's playing better at home. Ever since the Cincinnati series, he's been doing very well. So I expect him tonight to go to that next level. Now let's go to those FFVPs. We're going to go St. Louis with Mason Wynn, the youngster, against Brandon Fiat, who has given up 13 hits and 6 runs in his 2 starts. And Mason Wynn has been in positive point production 93% of the year. He has 15 points in the last 3 games, and this is another salary drop. He dropped 200 to 2,300. So for me, a player who has speed and pop and is batting 314 and under 2,500, he has FFVP written all over him. Now for the other, let's go my man Connor Falefa at 2,500 for Toronto. Now I know he went against Toronto with Feltner, but he does give up walks, and he gave up 4 over his last 2 starts. But Connor Falefa has had 35 points in 3 games. He's on fire. 2 doubles, 6 hits, and a stolen base. Listen, he can just get on the base path and give you instant points. Now let's go with everybody's favorite home run props. And I have 4 tonight. We're going to go 4. I'm going to go back to Corey Seager because I just feel it, man. I feel it against JP France. Tons of contact and mislocation from this pitcher. And Seager is absolutely due. And then a guy who I can't stand, Pete Alonso, but I'm going with him. He's facing Michael Wacha, who has been electric in his last 2 starts, about 60 DK points. I know this is a risk, but in 3 at-bats, he's 2-for-3, 667, and a home run. But here's the thing. You know I look at salary, and even as good as Michael Wacha has been, they dropped him $300, which tells me the Mets are going to hit the ball. Make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100.
That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100. Make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today.
And then we're going to Atlanta with Mr. Adam Duvall. 357 against lefties, and he's due to hit that power punch going up against Trevor Rogers, who hasn't given up a home run yet this year. So guess what? It's coming tonight. And let's go with a premium fourth home run prop with James Outman of the Dodgers versus Michael King of the Padres, who's been erratic, giving up two home runs this year. But the most important thing is James Outman is heating up. He had a really good spring, and then he fell flat. But the last two or three games, he's had a home run. One of them, a 422-foot bomb. Last season, he was very streaky, and he still hit 23 home runs. So you could be getting him right now in the beginning of a streak. Now what everybody wants, the Hit Brigade Parlay. What are the jigsaw pieces for this puzzle? We're going to hit one of these guys. I'm telling you right now, we're missing by one leg every time. So let's get it tonight. Let's go. I told you about Giloff. Again, let's go again with Giloff over 1.5 HRR, which is hits plus runs plus RBIs. And let's go Corey Seager over 1.5 total bases. The rest is going to be four guys to get one hit. KC, Nelson Velasquez, red hot. LA, Mookie Betts, red hot. Toronto, Connor Falefa, which I told you, I have him as an FFVP, red hot. And let's go with Christian Yelich, who's starting to get back into form again. Also hot. That will give you plus 1671, plus 1671. Huge hit if you drop a couple shekels on it. And that all is courtesy of DraftKings. As always, Tony Jigsaw Cotillo, have fun. Let's hit. Let's get some profits. Let's cash some tickets. This is the Fantasy Firebox.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.